News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So the voting age, Democrats primarily want to see it reduced to 16 years of age from the current 18 years of age. And David, with all of these bits of legislation on an end to voter suppression, early voting, vote early, vote often, and now the possibility of lowering the voting age to 16. There's something going on here, David. It's a trend.
Well, yeah, do the math. I mean, it makes sense. You've got a tremendous amount of young people that are getting involved almost as human shields on a lot of these far left issues. Why not give that? I mean, you're allowing them to debate. You have all these rallies in Washington. You put them on camera. They're speaking on behalf of the population. Now let them impact congressional races. Now let them impact the presidential race. You know, it makes perfect sense if you want to stay in power, and the Democrats are thinking about 2020 and beyond.
Let's get right back to the calls on WBEN, back to Dennis in Williamsville. So, Dennis, the answer as far as what the voting age ought to be in your world, all things being equal, what do you think?
Well, like I was saying before, you know, I mean, I don't really know if I have an answer for that. I think my biggest thing, though, is, you know, just seeing how, like you were saying, the left is seemingly coming up with as many ways to try to allow other people to influence what's going to be happening in the future to try to save them. So who are the people that seem to be aligned with some of the thoughts that they have? You know, illegals being able to vote, that's something that I know that is probably hopefully never going to happen, but I know they've talked about it. You know, having young kids being able to vote. I mean, you see them on CNN, you see them on all these other channels out there speaking out against, you know, President Trump or you know, right-wing policies and very pro-left. I mean, this is what they're trying to do is try to get more people into the pool to be able to push their agenda. So I don't really know if I really know what the right age would be. I know 16 isn't the right age. But, you know, that's all I got for that, I guess. But.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. One of the issues, of course, is trying to figure out exactly when adulthood actually hits, because adulthood, you can define it as 26 years of age. That is the beginning of adulthood, because you're going to have to get your own health insurance on that one. You can think of 18 as the age, because then you can vote and you got to register with Selective Service if you are a male citizen of the United States. You want to buy a pack of cigarettes, you want to get a drink, then it is 21 years old. We talked about this the other day. I forget the issue about which we discussed it, but the problem with having so many ages of consent and so many ages at which you may be considered an adult, I think that 18 is too young in 2019 in order to vote. And I think 21 may very well be too young in order to understand the complex issues that this country is facing and is going to continue to face. It's hard enough for the people in their 30s and 40s and 50s to make intelligent, informed decisions, much less people who, as you said earlier, David, have no skin in the game. They're not going to be affected by the tax increases they'll likely vote for with candidates they support.
Well, I guess it's for my whole thing is that I'm reflexively against anything that is trying to change something just for the sake of changing it. And I feel like that ever since 2016, that's happening all the time. We're just, let's get rid of this. Why? Because it's time. You know, why do we change? Why is this even an issue? What have 16-year-olds shown us in the last, you know, 3 years that other 16-year-olds haven't shown? I'm sure I can find. Jennifer Capriati was an amazing 16-year-old tennis player. That doesn't mean that all 16-year-old tennis players are that good.
So at what age should people be allowed to vote? Should it be reduced to the age of 16? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Tom in Tonawanda. What do you have for us, Tomas?
Mr. Bowerly, Mr. Bellavia, a pleasure. I like 21, with the caveat of all those who are serving in military service be allowed to vote for two reasons. One, because they're serving their country. Two, they're American citizens. And I just like that. I think that's the way to go. But 16, come on. These kids don't even know how to put on their acne medication yet.
I mean, it's a young age. It really is. And by the way, how about this? Would the Democrats be in favor of letting 16-year-olds vote and any 16-year-old that commits a violent crime that is tried as an adult?
They'd let 9-year-olds vote if they could, if they could get away with it, Mr. Bellavia.
But what they consider to be an adult age doesn't, you know, obviously they would never argue that 16-year-olds should be tried as adults across the board because, you know, what's that going to do? That's going to put young people in populations with older adults. And when you put 16-year-old boys in populations with other felons, you find that those children are abused oftentimes.
You know, Mr. Bellavia, what's coming out of this Democratic Party scares me to death. If they ever get in power, or God forbid they win the election and become president, this country will be gone in 3 years. Gone. I mean, totally gone.
I cannot disagree with you. I mean, the trajectory, in my opinion, does not look very promising for this country.
Well, you look at I stay awake a lot at night thinking about things that frighten me. Democrats aren't one of them. And honestly, we have people like you, Tom, out there that are going to vote, and you still have a functioning frontal lobe. And that's all you really need. None of these ideas work on paper. If anyone is going to argue socialism with you, it would help if they didn't have a GoFundMe page or any sort of PayPal account. I mean, all of these people like AOC that are talking about socialism, they're not wearing, you know, sackcloth
and ashes.
They're not wearing like a burlap sack on their feet. They're wearing $1,500 shoes that you got at the very capitalist shopping mall. They don't even live the lifestyle, the fraud. You know, there's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's 2 degrees of hypocrisy when you talk about socialism. You automatically link it down. You want us all to take yellow cabs and buses and trains, but you're taking Uber every 5 seconds. You want us to erect a train to go to Hawaii, but you're the one flying private every other day. And while we talk about education reform and how we need to eliminate student loans, it's Hollywood celebrities and left-wing elitists that are paying people to forge their children's SAT scores. I mean, it literally happens every single day in real time. It's just unreal.
The same people who criticize the rest of America for having so-called privilege.
Exactly. The white privilege, and yet for $500,000. If you got to pay $500,000 to get your kid into USC, that speaks volumes about your kid. It's not exactly an Ivy League school.
And what they're being taught in schools, mishmash and all that stuff, God, I think they're in there, and it's being indoctrinated in our kids, and it's sad. It's not good.
Can't disagree, Tom. Thank you.
If our kids are being indoctrinated, it's on us. It's on us for allowing our kids to be indoctrinated. We have to play more of an active role into what they're learning and challenge them, teach them how to make a decision, teach them how to think. No parent should look in the mirror and say, what the hell's happening to my kid at school? If you're actively involved in your kid's life and they come home talking about the Vietnam War was a, you know, something that we lost on the battlefield and the North Vietnamese slaughtered us and we couldn't fight back, that's just fake news. That's just not historically accurate. Let's have this debate. Let's talk. I think we have to be more accountable for our own children. You can't brainwash someone if you're educating them at home as well. Don't you think?
Absolutely. But I think key for any parent, and this is just the way I did it, is you've got to make your kids make up their own minds. The minute you start telling your kid how to think politically, the minute you tell your kid whom to vote for, it's over, because they're going to do the exact opposite of what their parents want. It's a rebellious nature of young people.
Absolutely. What I meant to say, if that came across wrong, I'll backtrack. What I was trying to say is that we have to teach them how to rationally think, not what to think, but how to think. How do you get to where you're at? I don't care what your end. I'm pro-choice. Well, how do you get to being pro-choice? Tell me how you got to that journey. Because the end result doesn't matter. What matters is how you get from point A to point B. And that, and if a 16-year-old can rationalize that, you'll never be able to brainwash a 16-year-old that can explain how he or she gets to that decision.
Anything else from you, sir? Well, you're gone. You're out of here. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, hi.
Good morning. Actually, it's Wayne from New York City right now. Apparently, I missed the action today, I heard.
Well, from Staten Island, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm in the mindset that voting age should be raised to 21. I mean, and on top of that, you should have a full-time job and or in college.
Okay. How about if somebody's serving in the military? I mean, I think there should be a military exemption. If an 18-year-old is serving in the armed forces, I think that 18-year-old clearly has skin in the game and should be allowed to vote.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, I did forget to include that, but that's a no-say, of course. I agree 100%.
So 21 years of age. What's wrong with 26? Because, you know, in some areas, the children are children until they're 26, and in other areas, you know, you can't buy a cigarette until you're 21 years of age. Not that anybody should, but it happens.
That's where the full-time job or school comes in. If they don't have a full-time job and or in college or military, because I did forget that one, then they don't vote to 26. We add that. Into it, but you know they need to have skin in the game. Like you said, they have to be out there watching their tax dollars get wasted, like we do in New York State, and our lack of what's the word I'm looking for?
Ability to think critically.
No, ability to have our voices heard. Like New York State is.
Now, hold on, because I know that you're on the verge of making a great point, but we unfortunately will have to interrupt you at some point, so we might as well do it now. Hold it. Wayne had an idea. We're talking about at what age should people be allowed to vote in elections. Nancy Pelosi and a lot of other Democrats seem hell-bent on getting this 16-year-old voting age, although in all fairness, Nancy Pelosi says this is not exactly a priority, if I can paraphrase. Back to Wayne and Tonawanda with some ideas.
Yeah, what I was saying was 26... if they don't have a full-time job, 26 if they're not in college or in the military. If they're just like playing Nintendo and stuff like that, they don't have a mind to really think what to vote for. They need to have...
Well, if they're playing Nintendo, they've lost their mind. Everyone knows it's Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Anyway, keep
going. Well, I guess you know how much I play Nintendo.
There you go.
But, no, it's they're asking... just for Democrat votes is all it is. And as far as I'm concerned, Democrats are the enemy of the nation. And 16-year-old will vote Democrat. When I was 16, I was a Democrat until my first year of college when I started getting a taste of life. Like, oh, wait a minute, that's not real.
But can we just address the obvious, though? I mean, here's the elephant in the room. We all know what 16-year-olds are going to say. And the reason why most conservatives and Republicans don't want 16-year-old people to vote is because those will be elections that Republicans and conservatives lose. And the reason why Democrats want 16-year-olds to vote, because you know that between MTV and between every other MSNBC, CNN, every rapper, every Hollywood actor, every influencer on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube are going to tell them to vote left-wing and Democrat. So why, I mean, let's not run away from the obvious here.
On top of that, they'll walk like sheeple to whatever they say. They don't think for themselves at all.
You're right.
So
you're absolutely right.
Point.
But I'm not going to run away from it. That's the other reason.
It's all about power. I mean, everything that's happening in this country right now, folks, it's all about power. Who rules and what do they do when they rule? It's all about power. Power, power, power.
Staying in power. Not just the continuing to gain it. It's to hold it, and you'll do whatever you can to stay Speaker of the House for Pelosi.
Well, look at what they're doing with the Democrat Party with this ASC or whatever she wants to call herself, and then Omar. The Democrats know that they're a waste product, but they just keep throwing things out, like throwing spaghetti as well, see what will finally stick before they find get rid of them. And that's all they want these people for is to, hey, we finally got our foot in the door for gun control, or we got our foot in the door for how you can use a car. That's all that this is about. And these 16-year-olds are so blind, they'll never see it.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, if you are 16 years old and you think you ought to be allowed to vote, you can call into the show today, okay? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. What should the voting age be in the United States? Got a ton of people lined up. We'll hear from you coming up next right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. David, did I just hear what I thought I heard during the news about Gigi's restaurant? Did I just hear what I thought I heard, that the restaurant had to close because it was so busy they couldn't keep up with demand?
Yeah, I might have to call BS on that.
In that case, you know, when will every Tim Hortons shut down?
Exactly. Like, if demand is so high that you cannot turn out a product, then you have people that are upset that it's too long to wait on the food that they're ordering. But you don't close your business. Unless you had, like, you snapped, the chef at Gigi's just couldn't take it anymore and had a cerebral hemorrhage or something. I mean, I can understand, you know, their arms broke from making too much battered whatever. But you don't close the restaurant because you can't handle the demand.
Makes absolutely no sense. So what is going on with Gigi's then? Because I've never heard about that. Yes, we have too many customers. We couldn't keep up with demand. We have to close.
Why did you close your business? Because it was loved too much.
You know, like,
shut up.
If that's the case, Paula should have closed down during Cannoli Donut Week.
I was just going to say that. It would be like Paula's Donut saying, you know what? We made so much money this weekend. We need time to count it. So we're going to close for 2 weeks to count all the money. Stop it. That just doesn't happen in the world of business.
We have to call BS.
I'd call BS on it.
All right.
They're putting $1 billion on the east side of Buffalo. It's probably the best location. In the next 10 years, that location is, they're putting money everywhere around it. The east side is going to get a renaissance.
It is about time, too.
Yeah, well, they deserve it. They've sat back while everyone else got handouts from the state, and now they're going to get theirs. And why is Gigi saying now is the time? Now's the time to punt.
We made too many cannoli donuts. We have to close.
We can't do it anymore.
All right. It is 803-0930. At what age should you be legally allowed to vote? And at some point, we're going to have to reconcile all of these different ages of consent because I can't keep track of them anymore. And if you're a kid or a younger person, you might have an issue keeping track of them as well. Here's Kevin in Pendleton, young man. Hello.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. You know, lowering the age of 16 for voting requirements, wow. You know, right here in our 27th congressional district, about a year or two ago, we had an 18-year-old registered candidate who wanted to primary for the district. His name, don't have it right here right now, but so during my interrogation, I must say, I wouldn't call it an interview, but my interrogation of the young man, I asked him if he, what's his specific mode or source of media and for entertainment, and he was very vague in his answer. So I pointedly asked him, hey, do you listen to WBEN? And then he said, no, he just listens to music. And then to myself, I looked to the heavens and said, Lord, help America. If we also have low information, clueless registered voters on the right of both the conservative and Republican parties. I mean, so not Pelosi, when the Democrats, they tell you it's not a priority, when they say they're going right, they're going left. So take what
that's really a good point.
Priority.
Kevin, that's really a good point. I wish I'd thought of it.
Yeah, it is a priority. So
I will steal it from you and pretend I thought of it independently, though. Okay, just so you know.
Okay, my good man. Thank you very much. Right, but it's frightening. And I see this is the same thing that Hitler and the Socialist Party, the Nazis, and also the Communists. That's what they do. They've already brainwashed, you know, those heads full of mush in the universities and colleges, right? So this is the next step in the plan, okay? Put them to vote. We'll be outnumbered, man.
You know, we actually might have some college students in the audience. We certainly have millennials in the audience. We certainly have the iPhone generation in the audience, the iGeneration. So if you are coming home from college right now, is Kevin accurate? Do you believe that most of your classmates have skulls filled with mush? That is a Rush Limbaugh expression. But and the reason we'd even ask that today is because we're asking at what age people should be allowed to legally vote. Kevin, do you have an age for us?
No, I say keep it still at 21. If you make an exception...
Well, it's 18 now.
Because it's only people who wear uniform and have gone and see what the real world is outside there have a little more consciousness. And by the way, heads full of mush. Rush actually adopted that from the late John Houseman, I think was his name, from the TV series The Paper Chase.
I'll be damned.
Look at Kevin with the...
Check out the big brain on Kevin.
Trivia Kev.
Maybe if he had lava, I'd have done a better job. Little Pulp Fiction reference for you, Kevin.
Now, Kevin, do you flush your wet wipes?
No, he's not going to answer that. There is zero chance he's going to answer it. Hey, Kevin, just one quick thing before you go. Explain to me how strange it is that in order to stay on mommy and daddy's health care, you are a child until you are 26 years of age. But if you want to vote to determine the future of this country, you are a grown-up at 16 years of age, 10 years prior to full adulthood. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, again, when these people, when these so-called regressives, let's not call them progressives, when they put things like this together, okay, it's all the objective of retaining power, okay? And that's what it is. But that's the same question I ask myself too, because at the age of 16, I was almost out on my own, right? And working a job and going to school, okay? What they call this? Some, not all of them. I mean, we have some millennials. They have their headers on, right? You know, but we have this. What's in it for me? You know, this entitlement, that's what they call them, this entitlement mentality that this generation carries here. We're in serious trouble, gentlemen.
But is this generation any more feeling entitled than previous generations were feeling entitled?
Yeah, this generation, that's what it is. You know, you're special. We've done away with realities.
I don't know. Kevin, thank you very much for the phone call. David, I don't know if it's this generation that feels more entitled or that we forget how entitled we felt when we were younger.
Yeah,
and it's impossible to know because there's no metric for it. You know what I'm saying? It's so subjective.
And what, you know, you got a job when you were 16 years old. There are 16-year-olds in this audience that, you know, are working right now, and they're more mature than 90% of their peers. I looked at, you know, in the military, there were 18-year-old kids that were 100% more mature than I was when I was 18. It really depends on how you're brought up, where you grow up, and what you do at that age. You know, I mean, you look at some of these kids that are playing hockey. I mean, they're going off to, you know, they're drafted in the OHL at 18. They go see the world. They have totally different experiences. Everyone's different, but I'm just judging by what I'm seeing on television. And, you know, the girl who shaves her head and is now an expert on the semi-automatic feature of a rifle. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Why am I listening to you?
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we've got Larry on a cell phone. Larry, at what age should you have to be, or at what age should you be allowed to vote?
21. And I have an issue with David's idea that if you can serve in the military, you can vote. Well, I'm a veteran, and I saw some of my cohorts in the military, and it's 18, 19, 20-year-olds. They were closely, very closely supervised by non-commissioned officers who were 25 years old or older. If you want to give the vote to 16, 17-year-olds, well, let's have them be closely supervised, even 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Let them know what the issues are. Let them know who the candidates are. Let them know that it's not the reality show they're voting for.
Well, listen, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. You're speaking absolute truth. I'm just saying that the the visual of having an 18-year-old kid that does not have the right to vote, but could be, through the Selective Service, could be sent to Vietnam and get his head shot off. I just think that's a really horrible visual. I think that if you're old enough to be drafted and old enough to make a decision where you could put yourself in danger for the betterment of the Republic, I think you should have all the rights that bestow citizens.
See, and I still think they ought to start the draft with 50 and 60-year-olds. Here's my...
But I agree that 99% of the 18 and 19-year-old kids, I wouldn't, you know... I mean, we trained them to use a machine gun, but I watched every second they were behind that thing.
But my premise is they were closely supervised. The 16, 17, 18-year-olds today have not been closely supervised in their education of civics, as Tom spoke up earlier. They don't know the issues. They don't know what they're voting for. It's a popularity contest based on emotion. What feels good?
You know, what you're saying resonates with me, sir, because during the 2008 campaign, I had a young lady come up to me, and she could not figure out why I wasn't going to vote for Barack Obama. And she was civil about the whole thing. Usually I don't get into politics when I go out, but she was civil about the whole thing. But I tried to enumerate specific reasons why I would not be voting for then-Senator Barack Obama, and it was like talking to a wall. But he's going to change things. Yeah, I know, but I don't agree with this, 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 and this, and I have questions about why he was hanging out with so-and-so, but he wants to change things. And I thought to myself, okay, a little change is good, but he's not just talking about changing things. He's talking about totally reconstructing America as we know it. And if America as we know it is so bad, how come everybody in the world wants to be here?
Fast food.
Probably. And Netflix. Anything else from you, sir?
Netflix.
Have a good day.
Will do.
No,
Larry. The Ridiculous Six.
Larry obviously was an NCO, and that's exactly what a non-commissioned officer does. He's absolutely right. I'm just saying the visual of telling a kid that you can't smoke a cigarette, you can't buy a lotto ticket, and you can't vote, but we need you to put on this ghillie suit and roll out there and stay in a hide for 4.5 days in the Mediterranean sun, That's a little, you know, clumsy to me.
The optics, if you will, don't look very good. But I think most everybody in our audience would like to see if we're going to have a 21-year-old voting age brought back to us, or maybe a 25-year-old voting age. I think that there's always that idea that anybody who's serving in the military or who has served in the military should absolutely have the right to vote. They've earned it because of their sweat equity and their devotion to the country. It's the same reason why I believe that even illegals, if they sign up for and do their term honorably in the American military, absolutely, I think they've absolutely earned their right to citizenship.
I would argue that any kid who's, you know, going to get their card to become a citizen and dies or is wounded in a combat situation, I think their family should be able to come over as well. I mean, that's sacrifice. You're doing something for the betterment of a nation that you want to belong to. You know, I think that that's a free ride. I do.
Let's get back to, actually, we've got a break here on WBEN. Just one line is open. At what age should you be allowed to vote? Should your kids be allowed to vote? We'd love to hear from some of you younger people. I remember when I started in this business, younger people meant people that were up to 30 years old. Now I'm like, yes, you younger people, those of you up to 45 years of old, give us a call of age. At what age should people be allowed to vote in the United States? Why would we actually be talking about this? Because the Democrats, and we're going to call this the law of Kevin. Kevin says, if the Democrats say they're not really going to push something, that means they're really going to push something. And I suppose that could be true of Republicans as well, but, you know, we're very biased here. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What should the voting age be? I think it ought to be 25. And I've explained this before, but if that is when the frontal cortex, that's when the frontal lobe fully gives people logical thought, at that point, chronologically, I think they should be able to vote 25 years old. 21, too young. Because if 26 is adult for purposes of health insurance, then why shouldn't 26 or 25 be adult for the purposes of voting? Now, I would make absolutely positively an exception for people in the military if I were the dictator of the world. Because if you are serving in the military, clearly you have shown a level of commitment at the country, which I think certainly would give you the right to vote at the age of 18, even if your cohorts have to wait until they're more like 25 years old, 25, 26. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go. If it was based on maturity, I wouldn't be voting at all, just so you know. Here is Rick in Niagara on WBEN. Rick.
Yeah. Hi, you guys. My brother is a NOM vet, and the 18-year vote went through back in the, I think it was the 60s. And I agree with that, like David said and you said, you're in the military, you have skin in the game, you should be allowed to vote. I also agree with you on a level of, with Tom, 25, 26, because looking back, I think I was still a kind of a teenage thinker at that age. But about maybe different things, maybe not about politics, maybe about relationships and stuff like that. So I don't know if you should wait that long. I'm undecided about that. But
you understand my thought process that goes into it involving the frontal lobe, number one, and also involving the situation with health care coverage and being able to stay on mom and dad's plan until you're 26 years old, which, by the way, I like that.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't think if anybody's not listening to your show, WBEN, they shouldn't be voting anyways.
Oh,
there you have it. Hey, look at what Dan just texted in. He said that voting was not a right of birth. It was a right of citizenship. And citizenship in the classical world was earned. Taxpayers, landowners, and veterans were ways of earning citizenship. It wasn't based on age. It was an incentive that bettered the body politic. So Right. Going to what you're saying, you know, if the founders wanted everyone born in the United States to vote, they would all be voting as soon as they were able to talk.
With what else did you wish to chip in, sir?
16 is too young, definitely. And my father served in World War II, so I stayed with the understanding of political stuff and listened to both sides so that I am informed. And this is a good one. I mean, some people are equipped to vote at an earlier age, and some people just are not. So it's a tough subject. Just started your book too, David. I love it. The book, I just started reading your books.
Oh, thanks. It's very kind. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So great show today, you guys. I'll let you go to the other callers.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your kindness and consideration for everybody in the audience. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're with you on a Thursday. Think of us as your afternoon pals home.